in God's effect is every decision we make before the glory of God. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Osteen?
Thank you.
It's all yours.
All right. We got three items on the workshop today. Mr. Hughes, you're here. You want to come to the podium and announce your name? Want me to put you on the spot?
That's all right.
You're one of the agenda items.
My name is David Hughes. And I'm a resident of South Florida. I've been there since about 2007, full time. And I'm from Jacksonville, Florida. I'm glad you're down. And I'm an occupational therapist. I've been working here for several years, probably 15, 20 years, covering the Tri-County area. So I know the area very well. To include, I'm a certified personal trainer. And so currently I work at the Tri-County Nursing Facility in Fanning Springs on the World House School. You might be familiar with that. I also work with Pinnacle Home Care Service. So again, I know the community pretty well, and I know a lot of families in the area and the need for the services for health. There's a building in the town of Swanee, the address is 23461 Southeast Highway 349, okay, all the way down to South Swanee. It's the old firehouse gym, okay? And I have an interest in that building and utilizing that building for the services that I can provide. One of them, which is, I think is very important, is an outpatient rehab clinic. I realized that by doing home care in the area, and again, being a resident of that town, whenever I have patients who are referred to me for home care, I treat them, but then when that treatment is over with in the home care setting, I often encourage them to go to an outpatient clinic. Well, as y'all know, the town of Swanee is 24 miles from the light here, and to include the additional miles to get into another area for that service. And I would say probably 100% of the time, or close to it, everyone says, no, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing the drive. I can't afford the drive. I'm not going to take the time to do that. Plus, 100% comes out of their pocket when they go to that clinic in another community. So I do believe that's a necessary service in the area, which I found that, again, with my experience, people do not follow through with that continual treatment. So that's one idea that I have for that building, to include, I think a wellness center and a facility that facilitates health and fitness down there, such as a fitness center. Okay, very famous fitness center. I don't know if you guys are aware of it, but Gainesville Health and Fitness Center, they're very comprehensive. organization there. Now, not to the scale of Gainesville Health and Fitness Center, but I would again offer therapy services, following up with the patients in the community, and people are interested in maybe joining that facility for continued health care, and then also fitness on their own personal needs and how, you know, at their own time also. And to include, I'm a personal trainer, and I've had many people in the area who have inquired and asked me if I was available to do personal training with them, because again, they're interested in their health care, okay? I've not had the time to do that for all the people that have asked that, so I feel like just if I had a location in that community, that could be provided to me.
I'm still waiting, by the way, on that personal trainer.
Okay, I can tell my head. We'll talk back to you. But that's why I'm here to present my ideas.
And the reason I wanted to have a workshop on it, Mark's been very integral in working on this with Mr. Hughes. And Mr. Hughes, I just gave the board for the record to reflect in minutes a letter of intent prepared by Mr. Hughes, basically a letter describing what he just said in the open workshop here. I need board direction and what y'all think about this. I think the place needs to be fixed up.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, it's some disrepair, probably. I don't know what all it needs, but I have to refer to Leon, go down there, or somebody to make sure the public's going to be safe. If the board entertains this, obviously you'll need to have at least $1 million liability policy with the board as an additional insured. The board will need to decide if they want to do this. You're asking for a 3 to 5 year term with additional.
We're talking about a lease or a sale?
A lease.
Would you be interested in, say, rather than having to put county funds into doing the repairs on the building, you doing the repairs as a no lease to a certain point?
So that gets paid back and then start paying the county?
So that was some of the stuff we've had
discussed. Right. We have talked about it before. And then we've also talked about, we talked about both sides. Did I put money into or the county put money into? I'm not exactly sure how that would all pan out.
And that's exactly the reason I wanted to have this workshop. So I can put whatever agreement in writing, but I got to know their decision.
I'd rather him fix it and just take it off of the lease.
Yeah.
What would be a applicable lease deal on
that? Dwayne, whatever our leases is on most of our stuff, which our leases ain't very much, but with the amount of money that we're talking about there, hell, he could have done 5-10 years and not pay nothing.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of money.
There's a lot of money to go there. I honestly think we should go in there and do some stuff. We went in and cleaned
up. Well, you say 5 or 10 years, no lease. What would the lease be?
It's not much. I mean, we're leasing out stuff right now for, what, airport hangars, $200 a month?
What do you think?
Well, we're talking about leasing out a business.
I know, but, I mean, it all goes to... Well, go to the firewood business. How much do they pay?
I have to look at the contract.
I mean, it's not much.
He's a good buy square footage, and that's something that I'm working on as these leases come up to change them to date stuff, you know.
But, I mean, I don't know what the lease would be, but if we don't do something there, he can lease there for, he can be there for a pretty good while.
How about just repairs at end, do you know? I mean, would it be cheaper to put a new building up versus renovating that one?
You didn't go down yonder?
Yes, we did.
I thought you did.
What is your ideal of a fair lease payment per month?
Well, you're
going to be running a business out there, you know.
Right.
So, I mean, what is your, I mean, I'm sure you've looked around at different structures and got some kind of idea of the market of what leasing a building and all that, what you want to do is run, and what are you thinking?
I'll be honest with you. Today, I'm not exactly sure. Okay. I've done some research in Gainesville, local areas around here, but not necessarily Dixie County, because I wasn't sure how y'all do business. There is a lot of work to be done with that building. All right, I brought a contractor in, that Russell Palmer, who built my home in Swan, and he and I went down and looked at everything that could be done. I brought an AC company, had them look at it, talked to some roofing companies. I mean, there's a lot of money to be done in that building.
Now, my question, is it cheaper to renovate that old building, Leon, and put up a metal building like Reed Metal does versus renovating that one?
Mr. Chairman, Leon did go down there. Let's listen to see what he has to say.
Okay, so you got a couple of names right there. One, you're going to fall under one down there. Really, Forest Creek. Definitely. Down there and change up that garage. So we'll see. Now, talk about a whole bunch of stuff. Talking about doing right here.
Leon done, I think you done a drawing on that for me, didn't you do something on the CAD system on there? Yeah, and we got the double doors, we got them from the school and we're tearing down some stuff up there, so we saved some doors that would work there. A restroom facility, a little office for Mr. David, and a lot of it was open space, which is really included. Yeah, so it really wasn't wasn't a tremendous amount, and you can do the mini splits like he's talking about, but Leon hit the nail on the head. If you go there and start fresh, you're going to have an elevator to get his people up and down. You got to elevate that building. Tearing that building down would be awful. But the reason I said I'd like to see us do some work there, it is our facility, and we do our work is just as quality as any contractor that you want to put out there in my eyes. We got some really good people that does some really good work, and we work a lot cheaper than what the average contractor does, and we would start generating money off of that building sooner versus later. If we just contracted out that
they would put that whole bill and take it off his lease.
So I think we could go in partnership there and let that
maybe Leon and Mr. David and myself, if
y'all choose to let me do it, we'll go down there, we'll draw something up,
and we'll see what the
county can do reasonable versus what a contractor is. It's probably going to have to be a little bit of both, to be honest about it. I don't want to put a ton of money in the building on the county side, but I also don't want a resident to go there and try to open business and put a ton of money in to a building that don't never get no return to the county. So I think
a joint effort between the two would be the way to go,
my personal opinion.
I don't really see why we'd need no contractor. We got as good a man as he is.
That's the way I feel.
See, Ed and Brett, they're good as they come.
And he's going to inspect it anyway, whether our men does it or someone else does it. So.
Would y'all want me and Leon and Mr. David to?
Because I want to get. We kicked this can for almost 2 years now.
I'd like for y'all to do a cost assessment on it.
Okay.
And just bring that back to us and see where we're at.
And we need to get a rent.
And I agree with that. Dwayne can be working on a fair market value rent or lease.
I agree with Dwayne. We need to look at local areas, what's going on in Gilchrist, Dixie, for commercial property by the square footage, not just $200 a month. We need to do it. Oh, if this is taxpayer property and you got the...
Can you help me with that as far as like a actual what's a going rate for commercial square footage?
If you have...
I got somebody else on it right now besides Mr. Davis.
Yes,
so you just can't pull an arbitrary number. What I'm saying, you got to do your due diligence and make sure you get fucking market value. Even though it's bringing a public benefit, this particular company to the public down there,
I tell you right now, you shop around. If you find a commercial property less than $1,000 a month, bring it to me. I'll rent it. And then I'll re-rent it.
Right. Right.
Because it's high.
So that's the reason I want to bring those shoes in. I have them in.
So between me and you and Leon, we'll set up a time soon.
Yeah, yes. I agree.
Very soon.
Yes.
And we'll get this cost analysis on the building. Leon does have some drawings on there. I have stuff on that already. We'll get him a day or two to get gathered up, maybe the first part of the week or so. Me too. Let's say next Thursday. Meet down there, Leon, or your office, whichever it is.
Sorry,
let's do that. Let's start at his office if you're good with that, 9 o'clock next Thursday. Is that good with you, then?
Don't
let me get rid of you. All right, 9 o'clock. Then we'll put something together. We'll present, hopefully, back to the board before our next meeting, which is
not meeting. 17th.
Sounds
good. Thank you, Mr.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, just to follow up with that, I'll get with Leon and Michael, and we'll try to determine, get y'all a couple different commercial prices.
Okay.
All right. Any more on that particular issue from anybody? Let's move on down and talk about our driveway ordinance. The North Florida people want to shed some light on that. Here's the reason I brought this to a workshop. Let's understand the reason. You got an ordinance in place. been in place for years. They've been kicked around. We've talked about it, Some places are required to have ordinances. Some places are required to have culverts. Some places are not. Somebody can follow along with me. But pass them down. What I'm passing down is our current ordinance, which is 9305. But that's when this ordinance was adopted, 1993. Currently, my understanding, the inspections and determining whether they need a driveway is determined by the road department in conjunction somehow with Leon. So I'm going to give some of these other people the floor in a minute. In this ordinance, if you go down to B1, it's a minimum of 18 inches. Who determined and what qualification required if we got a ditch? Well, right now, my understanding is whoever needs driveway ordinance, they just be putting an 18-inch, 30-foot pipe in there, period.
Yeah.
I mean, this says minimum. So who's going to determine if this ditch over here may need a 36-inch one because it's deep of the lay of the land? I need some direction on how to amend this ordinance. Who's going to enforce this ordinance? And who's going to have the credentials to go out and look at a particular ditch and determine if it needs an 18-inch or a 48-inch cover, depending on the location?
Well, the road department, Michael, this current thing has a man that goes out and assesses the culvert sites and looks at them. From my understanding, he's supposed to went to school on how that's done. I think WC had told me that.
On I don't know if
they was needed or not needed, but on the way the ordinance is written, is a minimum.
Do you know anything about this?
So that's a minimum, so it ain't nothing to say when we go out there and look, if it needs a bigger pipe, we can make it bigger. It just can't be smaller.
I was told years ago, Daddy Day, at the schooling, to determine whether it needed a pipe or not. Now, determining what size pipe, I don't think he has that. But that's just for a minimum pipe, you know. So,
and some of this, the questions he's asking, as I've asked Dwayne, there where we cut there the 188 and 2 foot pipe in it, WC. Well, you've got two pipes going on the highway now. That lot right there across from that pipe, then people are fixing that to clear it, and we got to put in the driveway. There's going to be a pipe put in that ditch going back towards Shakes. So we got 224s, I believe it is, feeding right there. So it's not going to make any sense. I kept asking Dwayne what we're going to do. You can't put an 18 behind 224s. It's just going to block the water.
And that's always being required these days. Nothing more than 18 in there says minimum. So that's just brought us to life.
He was asking how to handle it, but the way the ordinance is, that says the minimum. That's, we can require bigger. So,
Mr. Chairman, and I have met with North Harbor Professional Services there. We looked at it. They was actually there during the flood, looked at it as well when we was making that determination. And I know Kellen and I looked at it one day at the two things, and we was talking about it. And obviously, just like Commissioner saying, you've got to have a certain size there to handle the flow that's adjacent to the property.
Oh, yeah.
We all can agree on that.
Oh, yeah.
As soon as the driveway permit is turned into the building department for this driveway, when he brings it to the road department's attention, that's when we really have to make the determination. And then I was going to check with everybody. Leon was just going to all look at it. But if we did that in a state of emergency, I don't know that it would be beneficial to require that landowner because of something, we chose to do in the state of emergency, require them to match that solely on their sales versus, maybe require them to do one pipe, county hit with another pipe there, overflow. That would be an option or a recommendation. But it definitely needs to be looked at for sure.
And one more thing that's in there we discussed about right now, the ordinance says you got to have 16-gauge metal, which we all know they better stuff than metal now, so need some language. I would say somehow any approved material for culverts, I don't know. That's an issue with this.
The main competitor is the plastic. It's got cheaper than the steel. In a lot of areas, the plastic pipes are better than the steel, especially in the coastal areas because they don't rust.
I'm trying to get some language from the engineer and put in here. Whatever is approved, then one more thing about, do we want to require tapered ends?
Mitered
ends. I mean, it's hard for me to amend the ordinance without having all this direction.
Well, we've been putting plastic at all on none of it.
No.
It's going to be a determination.
We've already been putting plastic on
it. Mr. Greg?
Thank you for coming. Greg's here for this.
The answer is yes to a lot of everything that's being said. When it comes to pipe material, depending on what the market does, sometimes metal's more inexpensive, sometimes it's plastic. So I'm caution the board about saying it has to be one particular thing.
I would say some language of whatever from your any approved material.
If you do bit coated metal, that can last a long time. It has durability. Whenever you use just regular plain metal, then you can have issues. So I wouldn't see an issue with bit coated. I don't see an issue with plastic. There's different types of plastic, HDPE or PVC. Concrete most always is going to be more expensive than any of those materials unless contractors happen to have some surplus laying around they can use. So I would say I wouldn't rule it out, but that's not going to be what you would normally see. Mitered ends, that goes to your long-term maintenance. When you're out there trying to mow that roadside and you've got a blunt culvert sticking out there, the boulders are going to hit it, they're going to tear it up, they're going to crush it, and your motor grader is going to run over the end of it, stuff like that. So if you got fires, you're going to protect. It's going to enable you to do your maintenance a whole lot less intense. When it comes to the implementation of this, typically what we see is if we're talking about new construction. If anybody's already got something out there, we're not talking about those culverts. Somebody wanting a new house or a new business or whatever, typically what we see is they go to the building department. First thing, there's two ways you can do it. The building department handles it in conjunction with the road department, or the building department says, all right, you got to have a culvert permit before that's your first step. So you send them to the road department, and the road department handles that. Normally you have somebody designated that understands the issues of flows and all that. Some of our clients, and we'll do the same thing for you guys, if they've got a question, all they do is pick up the phone and call us, and we'll certainly, you know, review what their thought process is if there's a question on it, and we can give them insight as far as the correct side. But that is indeed correct. If we've got a big drainage path coming down, or we've got a cross drain, and we're right downstream of the cross drain, that cross drain is 36-inch pipe. Don't need to put an 18-inch pipe in on the driveway downstream. I hate that for the property owner because that means that 36-inch pipe is quite a bit more than an 18-inch pipe. But we need to maintain our drainage, and that's been some of the problems that we've
had. Just to interject, don't mean to cut you off, and that's the problem I've talked to Dwayne and Paul about. The problem is once we get to doing this, we're going to have some sort of formula of how and why this person come up with this driveway needing a 36 versus 18, because I can see a issue coming up there. Why in the heck did I put an 18-inch pipe down? Why did I have to put a 36-inch pipe down that cost quadruple the amount? They're right down the road. My neighbor had to put an 18-inch pipe. We're going to have somebody explain how that got formulated. So. Right.
Well, like for instance, you walk up there and show your mother's two pipes, and then every other county, just like it states in this ordinance, from the street to the property line, is the burden of the homeowner. He chose to buy that low lot, and that ditch going across.
With that being said,
that particular lot in the driveway.
How much you said you're going to do the clearing there for that property owner? How big is that lot?
That lot is, well, I think it's 2.5 acres, not 5 acres. It's high in the back.
That's what I was supposed to say, Leon, is on the floodplain, how buildable is them lots, some of them lots? Because
the
right there, that drain goes straight through there, back around, supposed to go across the Chase Road, but now we got two single wides sitting right there. But we still got to issue the permits. So that was my question. Is there a floodway there?
We've dedicated floodway there. Basically, that water is pumped onto that private person's property. But he can go in there and burn that up on the water out there. He can't fill in a ditch. But I mean,
he can fill in that swamp, though.
He can't fill it in per se because he go back to those, what you dug up before. He's in a natural drainage waterway.
He just said he wouldn't.
Yeah, he would.
Not any flood places. That's not a drainage canal through there. So, it's two different things. Around there, William.
But some of us consider wetlands, which is a different.
I mean, who knows if it is a quote unquote qualified wetland. It might be a natural flow area. You know, water may have went that way, always in the water, but water changed, you know, where it was in 87 to now.
All I know, they call it bear flu or something through there. That's a natural drain.
My thing is, before we even discuss a driveway, why don't we get the floodplain management to look at it?
Water that wasn't hit. See what I'm saying?
Well, what we're discussing is not private property. We're putting a pipe in a county right-of-way ditch.
I understand that.
Is what we're not getting on his land. What is he required to put in that ditch to get access to his property that doesn't cause flooding to the people upstream from where he's putting in that cut?
That goes back to, it's no different than this young man out here on US 19. They're going to come out here and tell him what he's got on his property, his property. If he wants to gain access across that driveway, then it's just not going to put him in the driveway, then it's just part of getting a landmark.
Cost of living.
Anybody that's buying property, they ought to have to put their own government.
I mean, I agree with that, but what I guess my point was, before you even put the driveway and discuss what, don't we need to make sure the lot's buildable and there's no floodplain stuff?
The owner need to make sure it's buildable.
No, but we need to know that. Honestly,
I'll clarify that. I've had all that checked up when he called me out there to clearing, looked at the maps. The very back of the property is very high.
But shouldn't the county have some sort of record of that on our end before we issue a permit?
He went and looked at the LIDAR map for Leon.
That property owner there done it right.
Yeah, he went with LIDAR, got with Leon.
What about on down the road? I mean, we
putting a lot on Leon.
Well, somebody wants that anyway.
That's what I said. That was my point. He's doing that anyway. Why ain't we pulling some of that work out and putting it out there?
Every time somebody comes in and they want to look at that, we generate their Swanee River and a LIDAR. And matter of fact, there's 5 houses that we've permitted in this county that I just keep repeating the home. And most notably, one is that one on 51 where he elevated that house almost 40 inches and water came 3 inches from getting in his house the past little come up there and thank you. I mean, we're trying everything we can to look after everybody best we can.
That was my point. We're doing a lot of legwork above and beyond. Why don't we make in our ordinance to make sure that we're not going to be here forever? Our ordinance is will. So why don't we put in our ordinance something like that? Leon's not going to be here forever. Leon, the next person might go above and beyond. It might be a little bit lower what his thought is. But if you're going to build an ordinance, why don't you make that part of your first step before you even determine what size culverts you need?
I don't care on my end, but we got to have some.
Driveways are just access to property. That don't necessarily mean somebody's going to build.
But there might be a waterway there that can't be blocked. I mean, we got to do some research before we issue the size of the pipe.
Let me back up a little bit. Typically what happens in other communities is, you've got this established. The process typically has been, all right, you have a great department. All right, here's a stage. You understand where you want the driveway. And somebody from the road department here is out there, and they not only look at drainage, but they also look at, you know, they want to come off on the end of a 90-degree curve. It might be a dangerous situation. And they say, well, you can't put the driveway here, but we can put it there. Or that also is, well, they put it right in the middle where the drain is. We can't put it right in the middle of that drain. We need to put it over here. That's part of the evaluation that the person should be doing in the road department and understand what they're evaluating.
I know we got limited time today, but if you're willing to help me, because I know you do this for other counties, help me do an ordinance with me, in conjunction with me, draft it up. I think we need to add in there where, like you mentioned earlier, you will be in a consultant basis, maybe do a little bit of training with Danny Day of what to expect, let him know how to contact you, and put some of that in the ordinance. And I think the county should go with the, what's called the tapered end, the mitered end.
Mitered ends, I definitely agree with that.
And let me and Mr. Bailey draft an ordinance together. I'll look at the legal size of it, then come back and present it to y'all at the next meeting or a meeting coming up. Because it definitely needs to be changed.
Not the next meeting, please. Make it one. Well, Jamie won't be
here. But I
have it. I probably don't have it. I've got tons of those.
Are you good with that plan, Bailey? I mean, looking at what other counties do that you represent and help me integrate some of that into our ordinance?
You're
going to
add.
I just got a copy of this, but this is one that we did for Gilchrist recently.
You're going to add roughly $1,000 or so cost when it goes to mitered in and concrete.
To the landowner.
To the landowner.
Well, I didn't hear no talk about concrete.
The mitered ends.
They talking about putting mitered ends. You're going to pour concrete on that mitered.
How else would you do? I mean, I don't know. How else would you do a mitered end? Like, what other material can you do the slope to box in those covers, to protect the ends of the covers?
Yeah.
Is there another?
A lot of places do it with lime rock, but it ain't something to stay forever. You know, you got to tend to.
I work in a lot of different counties, Levy County. They start off with a 12-inch pipe, come up from there. Typically, it's 44 feet on a paved road on the road edge. Say from about 14 feet wide at the property line, 6 inches compact lime rock with at least a 4x4 mitered in concrete area poured. Gilchrist County is a 15-inch pipe with the same measurements with the concrete. And if the road is a paved road, both of the counties require you to either pave it or pour concrete for the first 4 foot on those roads. And on non-paved roads, rather than 44 feet wide at the road edge, it's 32 feet wide, tapering back to the 14 at the property line.
Look at that detail I gave you.
But I've got a ton of these sheets if y'all want to look at what the other counties are doing on that.
This is what we did for Gilchrist, and basically the closer the pipe is to the road, as long as it needs to be, because of drop-off and whatnot, the concrete that Commissioner Stevenson was referring to. When you got a paved road, you want to protect the edge from breaking off, turning at that location. That's the reason for the apron. Typically, everybody uses concrete because you're not going to mobilize asphalt to go out there and do an asphalt. Concrete is routinely done.
The ones in Gilchrist, I got a little bit of heartburn with. On that, when you pour concrete, my road requires 6 inches. They require us to have 12 inches of lime rock underneath that concrete. That's a little much. I mean, if you're pouring concrete, it should hold itself compacted. That's a lot more cost to it when you put in 12 inches of lime rock than 6 inches of concrete.
I'm feeling that the county probably did that because they had some that didn't prepare too well.
You need to have a good base underneath it. You'll need to decide on that.
They're not requiring concrete.
I agree with that, but I do agree with what you say. Don't take no foot of lime rock.
Anytime they put in a pot, I don't care where it's at, you will put concrete on the end of the box.
Fellas, we all got beat up on the ends of the culverts being smashed in, this, that, and other. Why was they smashed in? Mowing, just people running off the road, running them over, blah, 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 blah. You don't smash in mitered ends.
Nope.
But you do have to take a shovel and clean them out. Mm-hmm. Or a fire truck.
Well, again, that's the reason I brought it to this workshop. You see a lot of questions that I have as hard as a draft to amend the ordinance without some direction.
You got a good direction.
But on my standby, this is just me personally, I don't feel that the county or the taxpayers should bear the burden of somebody else moving on a piece of property for us to buy extra pipe just because they're in the edge of a drainage way. They bought that piece of property knowing they had a pipe feeding to them or a drain going across them. They bought that. They should bear that burden, not the people of the county.
Well, they have most of the ordinance in other counties arrested. But it's going to be a lot more costly, and y'all need to understand, y'all going to get those calls. A driveway went from $1,500 to $4,000, hypothetically. I don't know the numbers, but it's the price of doing these once we amend this ordinance.
Well, I tell them when we get in the front
station, it's going to change drastically from what people historically are used to around here.
Right.
So y'all need to understand that, but there's reasons why it needs to be changed.
Yes, sir.
Because it's costing the county more maintenance. It's causing more flooding issues. You got these pipes that bent down. I mean, there is a rationale behind it.
Yes, sir.
Time to draft the ordinance to present, not next week, but the meeting thereafter. Can we have it done by then?
Okay. Well, y'all need some of these. I got plenty of them.
He don't need to be the one telling them nothing. He needs to make this estimate on what he's qualified to do. Road superintendent, then passing it on, here's what you need.
Sends it back to the building department of what's required.
Or the building department.
Chairman,
yes.
Yeah.
No, go ahead.
Here's the question. Is this
going to
be an ordinance amendment or is this going to be a brand new ordinance?
Amendment.
Amendment.
But this here don't have to be, there don't have to be some kind of language in there that this has to be done before they can get their building permit.
Yes.
Give them incentive to, okay, I need to get my driveway done like it's supposed to be done, and then I can get my building permit.
And those you talking about going in without permits, accessing fields and whatnot, you know, we just have to address them when they come up. They put something in and it needed a pipe and ain't got one. We just have to get with them and say, hey, they'll need to put something in here or something. Or there should be a permit required on anybody putting a driveway in the county, period. Nobody should be exempt from that criteria. And it has to be removed at certain such date. But, I mean, I'm with you. There should nothing go in that county right away that does not run through the department. Mitch?
You want to get with me when you get time? I'm in Lake City. If we can do a Zoom meeting, whatever you just want to do, we'll coordinate a time to at least start the preliminaries.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Last thing, we got scrap metal contract. All right. Here's something the board needs to consider. I mean, you'll pay me to do the legal analysis for this, and I understand the old verbiage. We've always done it this way. There's been a historical pattern. I've called several other counties, and it's just for direction. I don't care one way or the other. I have no vested interest in the way it's done. But most counties do not take anything at their individual, or no county, not one county I call, takes any scrap metal or building lumber material at the actual dump site. It all has to go to the transfer station. I've called Gilchrist, Taylor, Columbia County, Levy County. Nothing but household garbage goes to the rolling site. I think y'all know that, but on the other side, everybody wants to make sure people have accessible dumpsters close to their house. I understand that concept, but I think it's costing the taxpayers in the county a lot of money to do it the way it's done. I mean, That's as a taxpayer, not a lawyer. The biggest thing about the legalities of this, talking to some of the other county attorneys and looking at this, we got Mac Osteen and Goob Osteen to draft a contract for it. Mac Osteen Enterprises LLC and A Scrap Metal LLC. The legal side of that, what if Joe Blow, Todd Heron is sitting in the back, what about me? What if I want to do it? So talking to some of the other counties and how they do that as far as advertising from a legal standpoint, they kind of do the reverse of their purchase policy. They advertise it. They typically stock the stuff up at the transfer station, watch the market price. And I'm talking about once we get this in place and get it moved and not allow it to be allowed at the roll-off sites no more, make it have to go out there to the main station, stockpile it until you don't have any more room or the market price goes up. And that's when most counties do the reverse. Put it out there and let whoever bid on coming to what they're going to pay the county for. That's the typical the way it works. But if you want me to just go ahead and give it to these two entities, they host teams, so I'm kind of related to them. So it don't matter to me. I mean, I want them to have it, but I do have a legal concern if somebody else brings up, why didn't I get an opportunity to involve myself in the scrap metal? It's going to be hard for me to explain.
I ain't got no problem with
that. I mean, and nobody else may ever come, but I think we need to advertise and give other people the opportunity to pay the county more money if they will. So,
I ain't got no problem with them, but the question is it legal for us to give a contract out without it being bid? Isn't that kind of a gray area there? I mean,
I'm saying from a legal standpoint, it's always best when you're dealing with public funds to advertise. That's what I'm telling you. When it gets time to sell it, and if you hold it up, and you'll go with the procedure I'm talking about. But when I was talking to the preacher, he said he don't have room out there.
Exactly.
And I think he's misunderstanding, taking everything that we've got now at the roll-off site move out. That's not what I'm talking about. Let's get this stuff cleaned up and gone. Then for a future procedure, it all has to come out there until you determine it if you can't hold it.
You can do that, but you got to have a schedule about when they move.
And also,
like Richard said, you ain't got room out there for all that, so they'll have to move it every week or two.
And all these other counties make the person that's bringing it in there separate it out before they get, you know what I'm saying, the metal. But you got to have somebody there with the audacity to stand so to tell somebody that's giving them some friction. No, we're not going to separate that.
All that.
Well, I've been here. That's the reason I'm bringing
this to the workshop. Some concerns that I have, and I need y'all to think about it. So,
I've been to several different, or talked to several different. I went to Levy County, sat down with them. I'm hoping I have all my papers together where I can make a copy to give to everybody. I've talked with Gilchrist, Warney County, all of them does things different ways. And some of the numbers that I got from, say, Gilchrist, it scared me to death. And that's not pertaining to the metal, it's pertaining to garbage. To give y'all, for instance, they keep a track on what's going on. In 16, we produce 11,000 tons of garbage in a year, what we turned in that we sent to Greenville.
No.
Well, I told them, man, but anyway, their number was 11 something or other that went to Greenville. On their tonnage, the same amount of people, they only produce 3,000. I'm just saying, I've got it on the phone right here if you want to look at it.
That's what they bring it over
yet. Well, I'm just saying, we got issues. And on Gilchrist side on the metal, what
you're
they
right,
do,
you're right, preacher. Amen.
What they do is they start piling out their yard like WC said, but they got one of them trucks like we got to fix up the limbs. And when they get a pile up, they just put it in the back of that truck. Call around, see who's giving the most metal price for it, and goes over and dumps.
They call three people.
Levy County, they got somebody that comes to fix theirs up, but they got it set up. He said he needed X amount of cents to transport it, so whatever the market is, he's so many cents below what the market is, and he keeps it cleaned up. So each one has got different ways. Believe it or not, Levy County, everything goes to their roll-off site. As big as that county is, they have only three satellites in the county. Those satellites only take recyclables like your newspapers and regular household garbage. And after talking to all of them, fellas, when I come to the analogy and listen to them talk where they structure that stuff, we always talk about the older people that's on fixed income and getting rid of their garbage and stuff on the assessments. And the way they, why they're charging them for these different things, why for somebody on a fixed income pays for somebody else that's hauling tons of garbage into the thing when they only producing 3 bags. So that's why they was charging fees. Limb debris, you get 1 full-bank trailer a day, free. You bring a second one to charge. You bring 1 refrigerator, it's free. You bring another refrigerator, they're going to charge you for it. You know, you follow what I'm saying? That stops businesses from dumping a bunch of stuff on you. And I think that's what happened to us over the years. We've just been overwhelmed. Different things.
But at the end of the day, if we want to keep procedure like has historically been done, and Dwayne can sit down with these two entities, I don't think I'd necessarily put that into a legal contract, is what I'm saying. I'd verbally sit down with them, or Dwayne can verbally sit down to them. You need to keep this stuff up. We want it cleaned up on an expedited on a basis, but again, I don't want to prepare legal documents that I'd be going to be questioned or pitch questions and open the county up exposure.
That's probably why there ain't never been a contract.
I mean, I hate to bring things up like this, but I think that's what you'll pay me to do.
Well, I'm going to say this about the scrap metal. What we hold on. I'm going to refrain from voting about it either way. I was raised with both them boys, daddy, like brothers.
Right.
Todd's my very good friend. I ain't going to be no part of causing conflict there. And whatever the board decides to do is going to be fine with me. But I just don't want to vote on it because I don't want none of them to feel like I'm with them or not with them. And so I ain't going to vote on it.
Yep.
Mr. Osteen, and Mr. Mills abstain without having a vested financial interest.
Thank you, yes, sir.
Just so you guys don't want to vote against his friends or something.
He can abstain, but
I got a financial interest.
He has a financial interest. And we have, and we're in a workshop right now anyway, Steve. But ain't no voting. We're just the concerns and that I have. It's hard for me to write a contract with the concerns I have.
And on the other side of that, on the other counties, the reason they have everything go off to the roll-off side. They don't want the outlined areas, which most of them don't have man sites anyway, a couple of them do. Then people with the outlying sites or satellite sites having confrontations about the metal or limbs and stuff like that. That's why you make them go to the main facility.
But I'll do it however y'all want to. I don't know if y'all want to. I mean, that's just some thought and some, I think, considerations y'all need to put into that.
But I do feel a lot of that stuff is going to preach to where you ain't got no room in the main facility. Those tonnages and those numbers is going to come down. I'm getting this other stuff out of the other county.
I want to clear that up a little bit for you on the financial interest. I don't get any money from that. When they need money, I give money. I don't get any money from that.
The reason I'm asking is because Florida, on a board, you have to vote unless you abstain. If you abstain, the only reason I know that you can abstain is because of
the conflict.
The conflict.
You fill out the paper and you turn it in.
Right. He don't make no money, but he's family with him. He helps them out. He'll get the truck always.
We got time for a vote. It would be clarified. You have to fill out, had to fill out the appropriate form and list the reasons for the conflict at that time.
Go ahead, Todd. You want to say something?
Yeah. First thing I want to say is I ain't up here to call. Take it from Mac or everybody.
Yeah, we
don't cause them any conflict of any kind. And matter of fact, if either one of them had been here representing it, I wouldn't. I'd turn around and walk down and left. But the way the county has got it set up to each individual takes metal. You roll off set of stations, take metal. It's very expensive for us to move in. They'd rather be me, Mac, or Buddy It's very expensive for us to move in, move that iron out, and get it to the market and make any damn money off of it. You've got to have at least 6 or 7 cents, depending on fuel prices, and it could go up from there. You got to have 6 or 7 cents in order to be feasible to move on and get 2 loads. Now, 2 loads of junk looks like a mountain out there.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like it ain't been cleaned up in years. You know, so my suggestion is if you could go drive something up, something similar like this, come up to a reasonable price and the county would be willing to, you ain't going to get it, you're going to have a hell of a mess in the woods and wherever it is, they can dump it out. If you do what you suggested, because we've done it so long, they've accepted it 20, they've accepted it 317, they've accepted it 351, they've accepted it 349, and they accepted it horseshoe for so long that you can wind up with it at your gate. If you do, if you try to cut them off, you...
Well, that's why we're taking it all up, because we've done it to try to stop that, you know, dumping
right.
in the woods.
My suggestion is, put me on the dole, get my phone number, call Mac, call Buddy, call me, if whoever's available to clean up your section, your section, your section, your section, or your section, whoever is available at the time that you want to clean up, they can clean it up. If you call Mac, man, I can't get you up for 2 weeks, man, it's messed up to be cleaned up. But I can't help you for 2 weeks. Call Mac, call little Buddy. If you can't mess with it, call me. Hell, I don't mind maybe last night on totem pole. I just want to be on totem pole somewhere.
Well, you have a right to be.
And I'm not calling him nothing. You got an outside contractor come in here. First thing he's going to do is I want to know all of my location. You take the county's cherry picker, load it in the truck and bring it up here. You know, this is the only way it's feasible for me. It ain't feasible for the county. It's going to cost y'all money to move it in the Southside. The way we're doing it now, it costs, it, like I said, you got to have 6-7 cents in order from the meal price. And right now, that would be me paying, if I went and cleaned up the dump, I could pay you about 3 cents.
Right. Well, what I got is $3 per 100 pounds.
And that's 3 cents. 3 cents a pound, $3.
And if we do it the way Todd just said there, that's the only scrap people I know in our county giving local preference. They may be more, but that's three I know. I think we've got a clear understanding.
Yeah.
Whoever we call, give them each zone. I don't think we have to have anything official in writing to get that accomplished.
Correct. You know,
if you call each three of them a zone. It's yours, and if one can't do it, have an alternate.
You can get it tomorrow.
I don't think anything should leave right going across y'all scales whether it picked up from site 1, 2, or 3, so you know what left.
It used to be like that. The truck used to come way out, and then we had a record. They found a ticket, and we had a record of the weight that went out. But that got changed overnight. I don't know what happened with that.
Well, that just shouldn't be that way.
I'm still sure little buddy, Mac, or me, either one, be willing to follow.
Yeah. I just think every one of y'all need to weigh in and out at the county yard.
Yep.
And the reason why I'm saying, I'm not saying it for the money-wise, but
you're
supposed to be recycled.
Yeah, yeah.
I need proof of recycling.
All right. On that right there, got them three gentlemen right there, but not knowing if they interest or probably don't even have the means to handle it, but you've got a lot of other people in the county that goes around and gathers up junk iron and stuff, and that's how they make a living, hauling with a trailer.
and selling this stuff. Does it still, could you bid Indy County to give them an equal opportunity, or how does that work? I know y'all see them trucks and people run up down the road too, to the citizens, all the night.
Well, they know
some.
Yes, it
can
be.
From
them folks. And them folks
have
done.
Yeah, they ain't. Just wanted to be, I mean, I don't want nobody coming saying they wouldn't include
it.
You
know? You're going to be liable for them to come out here in the county yard and pick it up and load it by hand?
Don't
y'all
carry the
insurance
for county as far as the three of y'all. Speaking
for myself, I got my renewed
mind,
but yes, I have.
And I think proof of insurance and doing them three on
cycles
is good. Just let's get it going.
Yep. You got an idea what we need to do. So.
Dwayne,
y'all don't want to do a contract. You just want to give them certain zones.
I can do it now.
Yeah. They have them set up where William Osteen gets four sites and Mike Osteen gets the transfer station and three sites. So how do y'all want to divvy them out?
I'm not gonna make that call.
Well, no, 9 times out of 10 they both call him to go gather. But anyway, I'd say. If you're going to do a contract, could you do it on a rolling?
Yeah.
January talk responsible, February. This is responsible.
I can do it however this board tells me.
Then that way whoever's got it that month got to clean up all the sites, not just 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Then you need to have a number 2 man. If he don't get it in the 2 weeks,
we gotta have a contract.
All I know is we need to do something because we choke it up there on my two. Miss Barbie's saying we need to have a contract. I think we need to get something in place. And
got the direction if Todd's gonna get a third of this or we're gonna leave it with the two that we got.
I think we got three different ones that need to be equal across the share.
I agree.
Tom said it. Call everybody and grab can get
you some missing. That's my deal on the half. That is their main nobody and Matt Coach. That is their main way of making a living. If they offer a job, a tear down, say a mill tear down, he can't afford to leave that job and go out there and clean that.
And real quick, let me interject before I forget. Like, this is one of my number one concerns I told Dwayne, and I want to reiterate that. Like Jody just brought up, we're talking about three individuals here that was cherry-picked or that's been doing it for years, that's interested in the county and wants to do it. Right? Dwayne just mentioned we need to advertise it each time we sell it. That's kind of hard.
Because it's going to depend on market value.
Those change. I mean, somebody might come and give you $3.02 for it. But is that the best contractor to do the job? Maybe not.
Some of the counties are doing what they say. Todd said he needs 6 cents to move it, to make money. Anything over 6 cents is profit. So you follow what I'm saying? If it goes 11, he gets 6, and he gives us what's left.
Enough wanted to deal, but I think the stuff's getting the stuff there until the market goes up, and nobody wants to mess
with it. On the flip side of that, if the iron gets 2 6 cents or lower, Todd's going to be coming and getting it for free because he ain't making no profit. But when it goes up, right now, Gilchrist just hauled some off. They got 11.5 cents. We need it cleaned up. I mean, I would be for that. I could put it at whatever its cost is, and then above that he pays us. But if it was less than that, we can't expect him to go get it at 6 cents. And he's only getting paid 4.
Rachel Man says he hasn't seen any money returned since he's been here. So where's the money going in the first place?
I say based on what I'm hearing, I still can't draft a contract right now. I don't know what to draft. When we get there, all these are valid points, the reason I brought it to the workshop. I've heard no consensus and no one single good idea of how to implement this.
Well,
I'd like to see a couple of trashes, the three ones that's picking up the garbage now, put an equal distributor across them, whether you do monthly or divide the lots of things.
Preacher, preacher.
You're still talking about a contract with three entities, and you can't do that.
Yeah, you got an idea.
I think I put something together now.
Okay. I feel like on that, I agree with Doug C, but I feel like the idea of setting a rate, say like 6 cents or something, and I think I love that.
I disagree.
If he goes below 6 cents, he gets it for free. That would put a little bit more money in the county, but I ain't got no problem whichever way. Only thing I need, preacher, is can you get somebody to push up that metal at the rock pit? I didn't go by there yesterday, but I went by the day before and it was bad.
I saw a man up there yesterday.
It should be pushed up. I didn't go by there this morning to look, but I went in there the other day and it was all the way back out to the house again.
Somebody in 20 and we went 317. We went to 658, rock pit, and 317.
And the limb debris is getting out there too. We probably need to get something on that, hope before DEP drives by there. Thank you. Any question?
Yes. So, Mr. Stewart, Mr. Fiskin, I understand what you do, and I'm sure your workshop's now wrapped up.
Well, I'm going to ask see who else got any more questions. Anybody else got a question?
Yes, I don't mean to offend anyone, but I've heard Mr. Lassen and his court both say that they've never received any money for this metal. But I didn't hear any of y'all respond to that.
Mr. Chairman, we haven't messed with the metal since he became the supervisor of it. It's just been sitting at these sites.
That's why we got so much piled up at the sites, is because
we have received money.
We have received money in the past, but since Mr. Latson's been in that position, we haven't moved the metal.
Is that right?
No, they've moved metal. Since I've been on board, they've metal been moved out of them sites. Left.
I ain't saying. Then I'm wrong.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm wrong.
No
payment. That's true. I don't know where it's at, but they've been checked through for the metal.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we need to look up on her hearing. Would it be on her hearing auto?
Go ahead.
Yes. I had my notes started on the seawalls and Swanee. Did I have that written down wrong?
Yes.
Thank you.
Anybody else got anything to say? Well, this workshop is adjourned.
Motion.
Second. Got a motion and a second. Good adjourned. Give us about 5 minute break and we'll get started on the regular meeting.
I think you make more money with that.